rebel, rebel and yell. Cause the people still dwell in hell, locked in a cell, just destructors of cell. That is the story I tell. How long can we wait? Come on, seeing what's at stake. Action for reaction. If your mind's in a sum of complaints, then stay, get a checkup. This is a stick up. Our freedom or your life. Lord, I wish I could be peaceful, but there can be no sequel. Now freedom will be fundamental. In Johannesburg or South Central, on the mic, cause someone just tell them the king of the town just rebelled. What about that sucker? Yeah, so you thought you could get with the hard rhyme to fill your mind. Others play the fitness, then fit like a gymnast. Raise my fist and resist. Sleep though we stand in the midst of a war. Gotta get mine, gotta get more. Keeping the mic warm against the norm. Cause what does it offer me? I think often is nothing but a coffin. Gotta get right till I next never swing on a rope from here to the Cape of No Hope.
Hey, how's it going, guys? We're doing This Machine Kills Fascists. This is the non-movie episode. So if you're here for the movies, I'm sorry. You might as well. Thanks for downloading. Thanks for listening. See you in the next episode. This one is about some more serious stuff. Sorry I haven't done one of these in a bit, but life has been crazy personally. And to even dive into all this stuff on top of my normal life stuff would have been would have driven me into despair. So I had to take a quick break. But I'm back and with a focus. This is going to be a quick episode, and but one with a purpose, and it's an informative one, an educational one, and it's one to implore you to do a little bit of legwork, a little research on your own if you care to do so. Exactly on who? I'll tell you right now. The Heritage Foundation. Have you heard of the Heritage Foundation? If you have, you know all about them. Congratulations, you can stop listening to the episode. Everyone else still listening, the Heritage Foundation, it's important that you know who these people are and what they're doing. So here's a quick history on them. They are a right-wing conservative think tank, Washington, D.C.-based think tank. What is a think tank? A think tank is a group of people who typically raise money for causes, and it's causes that they believe in. So in this case, if it's a conservative think tank, it's for conservative ideals. There can be liberal think tanks where they raise money and do research and try to get policies passed that help their own causes, liberal causes, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And it doesn't even have to be political. A think tank can go into science and agriculture and all sorts of things. But in this case, this is a political think tank, and it's a conservative one formed in 1973. Who exactly founded the Heritage Foundation? Well, it was conservatives at the time, early 70s conservatives, Republicans, who found Richard Nixon too liberal. They called him a liberal in Republicans' clothing, and they didn't like his some of his policies that were more for the benefit of all people, as opposed to a select few, which is what the conservatives, what the right seems to prefer. Founded in 73 by what people? Well, one person specifically, you might recognize his name, Joseph Coors, C-O-O-R-S, Joseph Coors, yes, as in that Coors, Coors Beer, president of the Coors Company, Joseph Coors, at least at the time, I don't know if he still is now, one of the founding members of the Heritage Foundation. Also, founding members of this group were trustees from companies such as Chase Manhattan Bank, Dow Chemical, General Motors, Pfizer, Sears, and Mobile. So that's who founded the group. That's who cares the most about these type of ideals, these type of policies, and it's important to know this kind of thing. It's important to know that this group was based on. First off, there was something in the 70s that came out, a publication called the Powell Memorandum, and it was an attack. What it was called was, the Powell Memorandum was called Attack on the American Free Enterprise System. And it was pretty much anti-communist and anti-New Deal, apparently all those quote entitlement programs that the New Deal started to try to kickstart the American economy in the 30s after the Great Depression, the Social Security net, things like that that came up in the New Deal. They hated that kind of stuff. They hated the government spending that money. They wanted the government only to spend money on the military, and that's pretty much it. They just want the money spent on the military. Isn't that weird? I wonder why. It's not like they have stock in any of these companies, do they? From the Heritage Foundation's own website, they say that they are their ideals are based on, quote, free enterprise, limited government, individual freedom, traditional American values, what does that even mean, and a strong national defense. The only thing that they cite that they want to spend money on. That's straight from their website. The Heritage Foundation did start in the 70s, but they're still around. Why? Because they've been influential over the years. In the 70s, put out some materials, some reading materials to people, trying to get people on their side. In 1981, they put out a report called Mandate for Leadership. That report made it into the hands of one very specific person, and happens to be just the right person for the Heritage Foundation to get that boost that they needed. That person was newly elected President Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan read the Mandate for Leadership, liked it so much that he passed it around his staff, made them all read it. This thing had 2,000 policy proposals in it, over 2,000 policy proposals, and they adapted many of them. And that became the basis of the Reagan administration, the Heritage Foundation policy proposals. Reagan liked Mandate for Leadership so much, a number of the authors of that report got jobs in the Reagan administration. Reaganomics, the Star Wars missile ballistic defense system, all that stuff was Heritage Foundation stuff, and Reagan rode that to the bitter end. And I think it's proven now that Reaganomics doesn't work. It's been proven trickle-down economics does not work, and the only people that think the Reagan presidency was a good one are crazy Reagan Republicans who have a lot in common with certain Republicans of the day. It's all going to come back around. This is all going to make sense in the very end. Following President George Herbert Walker Bush continued with the Heritage Foundation influence. They were one of several think tanks that had influence in the first Bush White House. Clinton obviously did not look to them and their policies during his 8 years in office. So during that time, the Heritage Foundation used their money-raising apparatus or fundraising apparatus to help Newt Gingrich. At the time, House Speaker Newt Gingrich produced a Republican majority Congress during those Clinton years. And also, I think important to note that in a report published in 2006 that found out a number of secret donors to the Heritage Foundation, amongst that list of secret donors was none other than the DeVos Foundation, our very own DeVos family, the ones who started that direct marketing business model, aka pyramid scheme known as Amway. They are a big influence here in this town through the Orlando Magic, a team that I have been boycotting, and the Amway Center. I've been boycotting both those things for months now because of the whole DeVos thing, and I should have been doing it for years, to be honest. I've been behind. Should have been doing that years ago because they've always been evil, but now it's even more so. Mention that the DeVos Foundation donates to the Heritage Foundation so that they can disperse money. That's important too. I'll tell you exactly why. Because going back to August, at least, there's been reports online, research has been done showing that while the Heritage Foundation initially was calling Donald Trump, like Nixon, a liberal in Republicans' clothing, they saw the potential, they saw the chance of him winning. And all the way back in August, they were already working with Trump. They were working with Trump and his people. They were getting him some money. The Koch brothers weren't getting the money. Well, the Heritage Foundation was. And they were also using that as an opportunity to put their own people in place amongst the Trump team. Okay? So now, in the last month or so, we've had the Trump transition leading up to the inauguration on the 20th. All the people that have been appointed to different cabinet positions, and it seems like it's the worst people possible. Oh, to head the science division is someone who doesn't believe in climate change. To head the energy department is someone who campaigned a couple years ago to be president on the backbone of eliminating the Department of Energy as well as other departments. They nominate to the education seat someone who doesn't believe in public education and wants to take public money and give that to parents who want to put their kids in Christian schools. So it seems like every pick that's being made is the worst pick possible, almost on purpose. And who's behind all these picks? The Heritage Foundation. They have been called the shadow transition team. They're the ones calling the shots. Trump is just their fucking puppet. The idiot, the big dummy, because he's a stupid moron. And in his first few days in office, already signing a ton of executive orders to get rid of funding for the National Endowment for the Arts, to privatize NPR and PBS, to he eliminated programs that were to help victims of domestic violence. He's eliminating tons of social services for the arts, which amounts to such a tiny fraction of the overall budget. But those are the easiest things to get rid of, and they got rid of them immediately. Also, part of his thing, going to the White House website the first day that he's in office, they eliminate the pages for the LGBTQ rights. They eliminate the pages for civil rights. All mentions of climate change removed from the website. These are all Heritage Foundation talking points. These are all things that these free enterprise Goombas at the top want. They are anti-worker, pro-money. That's what they want. They want to make as much money as possible in the end. That means the final unions that are out there in the country, get ready to bow up, because they're coming for you. They're going to break you down. They're going to roll back workers' rights. I wouldn't be surprised if they roll back child labor laws, because the DeVos Foundation, the DeVos people, Betsy DeVos, our new education secretary, shoot me in the face, she is totally for having younger people, like 13, 14 years old, working in the workforce, working low-wage jobs, menial jobs, under the guise of this is teaching kids, teaching them to be part of a larger organization and to be humble and to learn how to be part of something bigger than them, when in reality what it's doing is it's training people at a very young age to be cogs in the machine and to be happy with it, and to take your low-wage job and to just live your life barely scraping by, while the people that benefit the most from you working that job at the very, very top continue to make $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a day as CEOs, while you're lucky to make maybe $20,000 a year. That's what they want. That's what the Heritage Foundation wants. That's what they mean by free market enterprise and free capitalism and all that stuff. Rest assured, it's only for a select few to make as much money as possible while everyone else suffers and fights each other for the scraps and the crumbs. That's the Heritage Foundation. That's the DeVos Foundation. That's the Trump administration. So if you want to understand what's going on, if you want to understand why all these executive orders these days are being passed, why all these programs are being cut, look no further than the Heritage Foundation, because they are behind it all. They're behind us. They're behind Trump in these early days. And I think I'm going to go ahead and say that they are evil. Straight up evil people. Out for themselves only. And it's bad. And they'll say, like in their stupid manifesto, that they're for traditional American values. Please, someone explain to me what traditional American values are. Is that manifest destiny? We take what, quote, is ours, meaning genocide. Does that mean the white man in his rightful place at the top of the pyramid with everyone else, women, the minorities, et cetera, subservient to the straight white male? Is that what traditional American values means? What's a traditional American value? Is that the barons, the railroad barons, the robber barons, they're all in charge, and the Chinamen are building the railroads, and what's going on here? What aren't traditional American values? Are you going to tell me that it's hard work patriotism's bullshit, nationalism's bullshit? So what's traditional American values? This is, as you can tell, I'm very confused by this statement. These people wrap themselves in patriotism and nationalism in order to make you feel like you're part of something bigger. Again, the whole humbling yourself for the quote greater good, when in reality you're just a cog in the machine to be worn down, ground down into a nub, and then when you're done, you'll be replaced by the cog right behind you, because it's just a machine and you're part of the apparatus. And, we got to break out of this. How do we do it? I have no idea. We got to figure this out. But first, you got to know your enemy. That's the most important thing. And the Heritage Foundation, for sure, is the enemy, and they're in charge. So take that information, do something with it, please. We got to figure out what we're going to do. I don't know. We're going to figure it out. I have plans for future episodes of the show that'll be kind of not necessarily a debate format, but I do have a couple of guests that I'm going to line up, and we'll pick different topics, and we'll have friendly discussions about them and try to come to some sort of mutual understanding and figure out why we can't, as people, get along better and figure these things out. So there is a plan for more of these bonus episodes in this style. But I am going to try to keep them short. Those conversations will probably get a little longer, 30, 40 minutes. That's fine. These ones are going to be short. This one should be less than 20 minutes. And there you go, guys. Read more about the Heritage Foundation. Do some research, pro and con. There's a lot out there. But it's mostly con, because they're bad. They're evil motherfuckers. And all right, be cool with each other. I'll be back with more stuff soon. Peace out.